Welcome back, everyone, to the Radio Sports Page here on KNIA KRLS. Currently joining me, I have PCM alumnus and current Simpson wide receiver, Reed Worth. Reed, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this. Obviously, last year it was definitely different, obviously, with the pandemic happening. How did it feel to have things close to back to normal this year?
It was nice. I mean, we had some bumps on the road. I mean, that's how it is now with COVID. We had some positive cases that kind of forced our hand to put backups in once in a while, so we had to deal with that all year. It's just being able to adapt on the fly, really. Knowing that every week's going to bring something different, potentially. So challenging for the game, challenging for the coaches, challenging for the players. So it's just being able to handle the adversity and power through, really.
So let's go ahead and go back after you won your state championship with PCM. What led you choosing to come to Simpson in the first place?
Well, I originally committed to being a Vista to play basketball, so I wasn't really even looking to play football. But after some coaching changes happened at Buena Vista, it kind of made me look into going somewhere else or exploring my options more. And Coach Hoffman here at Simpson, he always kind of just always texts me here and there, kind of always talked to me, like, hey, if something ever happens, you know, you got a place back here. So that kind of really stuck with me in the back of my head. And I'd always see him attract me here and there. He came to a lot of my basketball games, actually. So him doing all that kind of gave me look at Simpson even harder and look at him again. And he did a pretty decent job making me feel at home and making me feel like special to him. So
that's good to hear. What are you currently studying here at Simpson?
I am currently studying sports administration.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a minor in coaching and a minor in health and exercise science.
Busy man.
Yeah.
So looking back at this season, obviously this is the first full season your team had since 2019. How would you describe the season you and your team had?
Well, we were 1-9, so It wasn't – the record shows that it wasn't very successful. And on paper, the record obviously, yeah, 1-9. I mean, but you never know with college football. You never know when it's going to be your last play. You never know. I had battled a lot of injuries throughout the year this year. I had a lot of leg issues, so – I mean, the record speaks for itself, but I think football is more than just what the record shows. It's that the bond with your teammates you'll remember forever. The memory is outside of football. You're not going to remember making a tackle here and there in the middle of the game. You're going to remember celebrating after the game in the locker room, the team dinners, the practices, and just making jokes to your teammates. So record speaks for itself, but I think football is, to me, is a lot more than just a wins and losses. I'm very competitive. I want to win, but from what I've learned is it's more than just wins and losses. It's the love for your teammates and love for the game that you're going to carry for the rest of your life.
The ability to grow together.
Yeah.
Very important. So obviously you have coached this year, Matt Jeter. What has it like having him as a coach this year?
It's great. He's a great guy, very respectful, loves all of us. We love all of him. We love him. He's very positive. He always keeps us going. He always fires us up in the locker room. He always knows what to say, when to say it. He always tries to stay very positive with us, which is needed when obviously your team goes 1-9. It's hard as a coach to really, I feel like for them, it's all on them. In their eyes, it's all on them. But for players, it's a mutual thing. It's players and coaches. So it's for him to always stay positive is very impressive and means a lot to the players.
So looking at your stats you had, you're consistent in terms of yards and catches through the first two seasons. You obviously battled leg issues, but you did find the end zone a lot more this year. What goes into being a consistent scoring threat as a receiver?
Just being consistent with your route running. I mean, with your quarterbacks, I know at a high school level, it's you run the same routes every time. You build that chemistry. You build the in the summer, you have the whole time to build your chemistry with the quarterback. And college is a little different because people go home over the summer. So it's for a receiver, you have to stay consistent because the time you really have together isn't as much as you do in high school. So it's being consistent with your routes and also kind of getting creative with finding ways to get open better. I mean, the way they're playing their press coverages, their zones, how they're going to play you to watch film, understand where you can exploit certain things, how you can run certain routes certain ways. So I think just the maturity of my game helped me and just growth being a receiver because I came as a quarterback. So like I'm still kind of learning receiver, so I'm learning on the fly, but also having that past knowledge of playing quarterback, I understand how I want receivers to do certain things and how Now I can use that as a receiver, and it helps me with the advantage of knowing how I like things at quarterback, so it helps me run things better.
So, taking a look at your overall game, obviously, where do you think you improve the most from year to year?
I would say, honestly, just learning the position. It's a lot about athleticism, but it's also what I learned a lot more about mechanics, and there's a lot more details a receiver than I ever thought. So, just being more comfortable with the position, being more comfortable putting in that role of, see, now we don't have our All-American or All-Conference receiver, Sam Bartlett, back. So, he graduated, and Joe McNally was there, and I was there, and Austin Bell. So it's great group of receivers. I had learned how to kind of work my way into getting playing time. So it's, yeah.
So taking a look again at your overall game, what do you think you need to work on the most to reach your full potential?
I think being versatile. I think in not having these nagging injuries is my off-season focus, is really kind of getting back in the gym or the weight room and working with our new strength coach and the training staff and really trying to keep my body productive and keep myself going through the whole, so I, instead of playing only fully playing 5 or 6 games, I can play a full 10. So that's the main focus for me, I think, this offseason, and obviously becoming a better leader for this team and taking more of the role of being the guy for the team, because that's what I came here to do and that's what I want to do. So I want to be able to take that step in maturity and continue to get better, because I can't ask my teammates to improve, I'm not going to let them improve myself. So if I'm not continuing to improve, then I have to continue to do that. And we've always been preached since high school with Bonnet, is if you're not getting better, getting worse, there is no staying the same. So it's, that's how I've grown up, and that's how I'm going to continue to play football, is always practicing to become better and pushing my teammates even harder and myself harder to reach those goals.
All right, so final question here before we wrap up, because I know you got a busy schedule ahead of you. Why don't you give me a couple of teammates that you work with off the field, in the film room, and in the classroom to, you know, maybe get better every day, that Coach Bonnet obviously preached a lot when you were at PCM?
I built a very close friendship with Brett Bobinette as a quarterback. Since freshman year, I've gotten to know him a lot more. We live together sophomore year. Now we live one apartment away in this year. So we built a close friendship. I'm kind of like a little friend group on the campus that kind of always does stuff together. We're kind of always around each other. And he's probably the one person that I've gotten to know a lot better. And obviously it pertains to the field a little bit. When you have that chemistry and the trust with that person, it makes a world of difference.
Well, obviously, Reedworth, hopefully you can get better next season, and hopefully your team can improve on their record.
Yep.
All right, Reedworth, PCM alumnus and current Simpson receiver, thank you very much for joining me, Reed.
Thank you.